Dear student, very good afternoon. This is Dr. Muhammad Firoz Alam, Department of English, BN College. Today the topic of my discussion is My Last Duchess, written by Matthew Arnold. In this poem, the speaker directs the attention of a guest to a painting of his former wife, the Duchess of Ferrara, which hangs on the wall. The Duke praises the painting for looking so lifelike, and then remarks on how hard the painter, Fra Pandolf, worked hard on it. The Duke asked the guest to sit and look at the work. The Duke then explained that he deliberately mentioned the same of the painter because strangers like the imagery always look at the Duchess' painted face with its deep, passionate and earnest glance and turn to the Duke and act as though they would ask if they dared how an expression like that came into her face. The Duke reiterates that the guest is not the first person to ask this question. The Duke continues by saying that it was not only his presence that brought that look into the painted eyes of the Duchess or the blush of happiness into her painted cheek. He suggests that perhaps Fra Pandolf had happened to compliment her by saying her shawl drapes over her wrist too much, or paint could never create the faint half blush that is fading on her throat. The Duke insists that the former Duchess thought that polite comments like those were reasons enough to blush, and criticizes her in a halting way for being too easily made happy or impressed. He also claims that she liked everything and everything she saw, although his description suggests that she was ogling everyone who crossed her path. The Duke objects that to his former Duchess everything was the same and made her equally happy, whether it was a brooch or present from him that she wore at her chest, the sun setting in the west, a branch of cherries which some interfering person snapped off a tree in the orchard for her, or the white mule she rode on around the terrace. He claims that she would say the same kind words or give the same blush in response to all of them. The Duke also objects to her manner of thinking men, although he struggles to describe his concern. Specifically, he complains that she values his pedigree and social position as equally important to anyone else gives to her. This is very interesting, my dear friends. The Duke then returns to his earlier reference about his former wife's indiscriminate happiness and complaints to his guest that while the Duchess did smile at him whenever they passed, she gave everyone else the same smile as well. The Duke explained that she began smiling at others even more, so he gave orders and all her smiles stopped forever, presumably because he had her killed. Now she only lives on in this painting. The Duke then asked the guest to stand up and to go with him to meet the rest of the guests downstairs. So I would like to conclude with these following lines. The Duke ends his speech by demanding that he and the Count's emissary go downstairs together, and on their way he directs the emissary's attention to a statue of the god Neptune's taming a seashore, which is a rare work of art that clothes of Innisfail cast in bronze specifically for him. Thank you very much for your patient hearing.